Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim, live and living color out of Philadelphia. We're talking about the tyrannical scriptures today. How about that? Secret doctrine. That's what we're going to be reading out of. We're going to read on. We're going to be on page 30. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I've kept my mind focused on reading what you sow. And I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. How about that? And boy, do I know what I want. It's a tall order. I have to be patient. In order to get what I want, I got to have a patient. Job, I'm telling you, you know. But it's all there. Everything is for you. Once you know who you are, once you know yourself, things have a tendency to come full circle. Okay? Now, we're reading out of the Toronto Scripture Secret Doctrine today. For those of you who have your books and those of you who are members of the society, we're going to be reading on, we're going to read on page 132. We did our way up to number 10, so we're going back through number 10, which is, we're going to start at number 10. In order to literally do better, all I'm saying, we have to, a third process has to be changed a little bit. We can't function under the same thought process and expect to get different things done. If you're under the thought process that I am a carpenter, this is what I do, this is what I do for a living, this is where I am, I'm a carpenter. Well, you're going to be thinking in terms of things that carpenters think about, that carpenters do. So there's nothing wrong with that. But there's a higher purpose for each person here on the planet. I'm using the term person, but for each God here on the planet, God of God. It's when I say God, I use it as a gender-neutral word. It means male or female when I say God. So you, those who listen will understand when I say God. but there's a higher purpose for God because you're great designers. The things that you can design once you know who you are and once you know what your real job is. Our real job is to take care of, okay, there's 6-point-something billion gods on the planet. Our job is to take care of every one of them. That's our job, to come up, design systems to end hunger, end poverty, homelessness, all that. That's our job. That's your job. And your job also is to go out all planet and maintain the solar systems that are around us. That's also our job, okay? That's why we come into this dimension, to maintain the physical world, maintain the physical celestial bodies, as they call them. That's why we're here, okay? You want to know why you're here? You're supposed to be up there monitoring the sun and monitoring Jupiter and all those places, like we're trying to do now. And we're supposed to be getting into a position where we'll be able to affect change if something is happening on those particular planets, okay? And if we can do that, that will better help us affect change on this planet, the one that we have decided to live on. Well, we were forced to come here after we destroyed Mars, but that's a whole nother story, okay? So right now, I just want to mention love a little bit because we need to talk about love every day. I mean, we just, the way we're dealing with love, we need to talk about love 24 hours a day, seven days a week, I'm telling you. Love is an act to make up a sugar, okay? We get into this emotional thing about love. There's only one emotion, okay, triggered by the thought process of what we hold dear, okay? So when I mess with one of your children, you are going to go off. You're ready to kill somebody over your babies, okay? If somebody mess with your country, you're ready to hurt somebody over your country. Like it or not, if you're here in the United States of America, this is your country, okay? Don't care what tribe you're from, black, brown, red, yellow, or white. This is your country, and your job is to push this country forward, to push this country into a better position. I like where Biden is going. He's trying to do the right thing. I just hope they don't kill him. You know what I mean? Because they knocked off Kennedy. Kennedy was trying to do the right thing. They bumped him off. Now, so far, Biden ain't messed with the Queen's money. So he might be pretty much safe for now because you start going after the Federal Reserve Bank and all that. He's going to have a problem. So far, as long as he don't mess with the Queen's money, he's pretty safe, okay, as far as I can see, okay? because you got zealots that love the Queen, love Britain, and will do anything to make sure that they're safe. And I understand that. Like, you got zealots who love America and will do anything to make sure that America stays safe. And you got people out there that love themselves and that will do anything to make sure that they're dominating and controlled. Okay? They want, that's the end that they want to be on, you know? So love is an act that makes others feel good. So we have to do things to make others feel good while we're pushing that country forward. But now you have to understand, when you're dealing with politics and religion, religion means realigning yourself with source energy. All the other things out there right now that they're calling religion, they're actually cults, okay? And the cults are, the cult practitioners are based on the stories of the books that they have, you know, whether it's the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Asti, whatever, you know, you know, the Quran, don't make a difference. Those books have stories, and those stories are allude to the occult practitioner, okay? Because in the occult practice, you have to have an enemy, all right? If you're not under the occult, you don't really need an enemy, you know? Just trying to get what you, the greatest enemy that you have, if you're not in the occult, is the person in the mirror. You have to get over yourself. You have to overcome the deficiencies that you have been raised under in certain societies. I don't say culture, because there's only two cultures, okay? You got to remember that. Doggy dog culture and the reap what you sow culture. Those are the only two cultures that actually exist. And the doggy dog culture has to be monitored by the reap what you sow culture, or the doggy dog culture will cause such devastation, such hardship, that it will be unbelievable. That's why we're against dictatorships. Most dictatorships are functioning under the doggy dog culture. So we have to watch those dictators, all right? They have so much authority. And they see an opportunity where they can take something, they come in and get it. You know what I mean? But that's how they roll. And the only thing to slow down the doggy dog culture is another doggy dog culture. So like the power. Power blocks power. That's the only thing that slows power down, is more power. You see what I'm saying? So that's what peace is all about. Peace begins the arms race. It's a war of attrition. Anytime they mention that word peace, they're talking about war. That's a war of attrition. But attrition, if everything is balanced, then there would be no fighting. There would be no war. You see what I'm saying? We attacked Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan had nuclear weapons. It was a nuclear power and all that stuff. Anywhere in the world, we'd have been able to jump on those people because it would have been too dangerous. They'd have had enough power to come back at us. So that's what's going on right now. This is why they don't attack China and Russia and all those people. They want to block the upcoming nation from having nuclear power, you know, so that they can bully them. And that's what's been going on with the doggy dog culture. You know, so read what you sow culture has to always be mindful of what the doggy dog guys are doing. You know, Hitler, 50 million people dead in World War. That's a lot of bodies, a lot of devastation, a lot of hardship, a lot of misery, you know? But this is what was caused. Once that dictator got loose, and he turned his country into a military dictatorship. Doggy dog, you know? And as soon as he started building up his armament, what did he do? He went taking people's stuff, you know? And the only thing that could stop him was another doggy dog. So all the warlords got together and got to fighting, you know? You know who the warlords are? There was Stalin, Hitler, Roosevelt, and the guy with a little derby, I don't know why I can't think of his name, little fat face guy from Britain. He was the Prime Minister of Britain or whatever he was. Churchill, that's his name, Churchill, yeah. Those were the four warlords at the time, and the war took on a global impact. Everybody on the planet was affected by that war. So we don't want to go through that again. We don't want to do that. You know, we want people fighting for what Biden was talking about at the UN. the world a better place. This planet is actually a paradise. What's hurting everything is man's inhumanity to man. That's what's hurting everything. See what I'm saying? You got some people out here that think that they supposed to be they supposed to control your slave. They supposed to make you a slave over there, make themselves a slave master over you. There's a problem with that. Because the Bible says that we're all God. And God is not going to sit back for so long and let people enslave them and treat them like crap. It's just not going to happen because God will begin to design a way to get out of that mess, you know? It's just amazing, you know? When the Europeans, Britain, mostly I'm talking about, when they were under the Moors' rule, when they were under black rule. It took them 800 years to get out from under Moors' rule, but they did. How did they do it? They used the occult practice to get out. They come with the occult practice of Islam. They use the occult practice of Christianity to break Islam down. One occult going against another occult. Okay, that's how the whole thing is working. Now, to do away with the occult is very tricky because the whole planet has been programmed under the occult mindset. I know I'm supposed to be talking about love. I don't know where I'm going here, but we're all love. So love is acting to make others feel good. There's only one emotion. So be careful what they use to trigger an emotional response, right? It's how they get you to drink and take drugs and everything else. It's how they get you to, men to sleep with men, women to sleep with women. You know what I mean? I mean, as God, you sleep with stuff you want to sleep with, animals, dogs. I don't really care. But you have to understand that we're supposed to be under the reap what you sow culture. And if you're sowing seeds into a waste track, you're not going to reap no benefit. You might get pleasure. You can get the same pleasure by putting it in the tissue. But I'm just saying it defeats the purpose because you're supposed to be making babies. We need the babies. You follow what I'm saying? Two men ain't making no baby. All right? Two women ain't making no baby. That's what this is all about. You follow what I'm saying? Because we need the children. Without the children, we're in trouble. We got planets out there that need our participation. And we fighting over this little speck of dirt here and all those millions of planets out there that we could be dealing with if we focus and use our resources for the right purpose. We'd have been up there by now, up there flying around with things on Mars and Jupiter. You know, we'd be living on Mars and Jupiter right now. You know what I'm saying? But we're caught up in a system that. We're caught up in the occult practices. So that means that everybody that's under the occult that learns the system, start their own cult. So you got hundreds of Christian groups, hundreds of Muslim groups, they got four or five different nations of Islams out there. You got two or three different UNAs out there. It's crazy. And it's going to get even crazy until we rein in what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? And if you are praying, you need to pray for Biden because he's doing something for the masses. And when you start doing something for the masses, the little 1% don't like that. You know, you follow what I'm saying? And if they don't like it, you know, the moral of the story of Jesus Christ is that when you go against the main body, you go against the big boys, they have a cross for you, okay? So you got to be mindful and know how to get around them bringing that cross because they coming with it. If I understand how they're attacking him right now, but that's the, you know, there's more ways to bring the cross, you know? Every little thing he do, I don't care what he do, it ain't going to be right because they have a cross for him. You know? So if y'all praying, say hello, say a couple of prayers for Biden because he's sure going to need it, I'm telling you. All right. Now, we're going to get into some of the words here, and that's important. Okay. Now, I haven't sent out no text, but I'm here. I'm going to be here every day, and I'm going to be going through what I'm going through now. I'm going to be sending out text probably on next month sometime. I'll start texting people again. But everybody that's been tuning into the channel, they know I'm here every day. They know I'm here from 8 to 9. Well, they have to assume that I've been hitting and missing. But it's my intention to be here every day, okay? Now, the first word that we're going to tackle, right, is molecule. We're on page 132 of Tronic Scriptures, Complete Volume, okay? Molecule is an electrical neutral group of two or more atoms held together by a chemical bond. Molecules are distinguished from eons by their lack of electrical charge. However, in quantum physics, organic chemistry, and biochemistry, the molecule is often used less strictly, also being applied to totally atomic ions. A molecule is the smallest particle in a chemical element or compound that has the chemical properties that element or, element or compound. Molecules are made up of atoms that are held together by chemical bonds. These bonds form a result of the sharing of uses of electrons among atoms. But now I'm telling you now, it's not the smallest. It's the smallest that they know of today, but it gets smaller than that. And when they go, when they learn how to go smaller than that, then they'll be getting into how to interact with dark matter and your incorporeal energy. They haven't got there yet. They're still working on it. They'll come. They'll get there because of who they are. They're gods. We all are gods, and we're designers. So we come up with different ways to design ways to get things and make things better. Now, that was the regular dictionary explanation, okay, what they give. I'm not getting it to the website. I'm into the Black Law Dictionary portion of what molecule is. But this is just enough to get us dealing with the thought process and changing our thought process about the thing. Elohim. The basic thing that I want you to realize is that your body works together on a molecular level, okay? Think about that. The body, the earth, the cosmos was designed to work as a unit to enhance the whole. Now, this is a whole different mindset, thought process, okay, than the one that they're giving you in reference to what these things are. They're telling you what they are. I'm telling you what they're designed to do, okay? The body, the earth, the cosmos was designed to work as a unit to enhance the whole. Each individual is part of the entire cosmos. I'm just going to stop and elaborate for a minute. Each individual is part of the entire cosmos, okay? And each individual is supposed to be working to enhance the whole. Think about that for a minute. Your primary thought is supposed to be, can I do to enhance the whole? Now, this is something that John Kennedy touched on. That's not what you can do for your country. That's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. You follow what I'm saying? I started asking what the universe can do for you, but the universe can do a lot once you plug in properly. Ask what you can do for the universe. So you're supposed to be as an individual, right, working to figure out what you can do to enhance the whole. Now, with that thought coming from the universe, come from a continent, come from a country, come from group, come from family, okay, come from tribe. See what I'm saying? You're supposed to be working to figure out what you can do to enhance the whole. That's the thought process that you're supposed to be under. Now, the whole is supposed to be setting up, okay, so that it can do for you. And it becomes a back and forth reciprocity situation where we can do back and forth for each other, okay? But the first part of that is learning how to love. That's the first part. You have to learn how to love. This country teaches obsessionism. You follow what I'm saying? When it should be teaching you how to love. And that's, You know, love is an act to make others feel good. And if you're only doing things to make each other feel good, what are you fighting about? What's the argument? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we're constantly in a feel-good situation, okay? Let's keep this going. Let's keep this going since we. That was page 132, molecules E, okay, under the meaning that Elohim's given out. One thing does not lead the other thing works together. One thing does not lead the other thing. Everything works together to promote the whole. Okay, society is supposed to be set up like that, but it ain't. Even though we are walking around like separate molecules, you are a part of each other, and without the help of others, it would be very difficult to survive. So anyone who comes to you to separate from your fellow man or woman has a hidden agenda, and it does not have your best interest in mind. Think about that, you know? Look what happened with the Jim Jones situation. This guy wants to separate from everybody around them and poison all those doggone people. Look what happened when George Washington and his boys wanted to separate from the whole because they wanted to dominate. They wanted to be the slave master. Look what happened. You follow what I'm saying? Everything went crazy. Back to war. Back to fighting. Back to murder. Back to killing. You know what I mean? Back to stealing, enslaving other people. This is what George Washington did. They were not your founding fathers. They were the ones who stole the country from the founding fathers. The founding fathers were the ones that set up the Continental Congress. That's President Hansen and them. Okay? they set it up so everybody can work together. And that's what's supposed to be going on. And they set it up so that the people have some power over these crazy leaders when they get in there. Now, I'm not saying all leaders are crazy. Don't quote me on saying that. But I am saying that some of these leaders feel as though it's their birthright to lead you astray or to lead you. They'll be in charge of you or to govern you. Okay? Hold on for a second. So what you have to do, my throat just parched because I've been talking a lot. What can I tell you? So we have to learn to work together. That's what everything is structured for us to do, you know. They might say, well, you bring us all down into philosophy. No, I'm breaking it down into the reality of what we actually need to do to save ourselves from what we did on Mars. What did we do on Mars? We did something on Mars. Yes, we did. That's why we're here. We didn't live here. The Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Abominable Snowman, they're the ones that's indigenous to this planet, not the modern man. Modern man is not indigenous to this planet. Okay, we're not even from Mars, but we came from Mars after we destroyed the surface of Mars. How and what thought process was we under when we did that? All five tribes were there, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. But each tribe was working to protect themselves against the other tribes. Because each tribe, just like the white tribe right now, okay, is trying to dominate as much as possible. And the other tribes are saying, wait a minute. You know, the Asian tribe, they starting to hook up. You know what I'm saying? The black tribe, they're going to come together. You know, we're talking about the black, the brown, the red tribe. We're talking about the Indians. They're not really Indians, but the indigenous people here on this planet, on this continent, you know, we're talking about the red man. You know, and then we got the yellow man. That's when we get into more brown and yellow. We get into the Mayans. You know, it gets a little tricky when you get into the yellow man. You follow what I'm saying? Because the yellow man and the brown man, they're so closely related. You see some of the Puerto Ricans come over here. You know, they're not white. They're not brown. They're like in between. You know what I mean? But there's a whole society of them. You know, the Mayans was part of that group. They was part of that group. You follow what I'm saying? So, in other words, they've almost become extinct. Then they're not around because we've, how do you call it, screwed them out of existence, you know? And the tribes have to realize that when this is going on, that we're losing vital portions of the tribe that we need to go into the future. You know, right now we're losing the jet black tribe and the little lily white tribe that you hardly, you know, you hardly see that white person anymore. You hardly see that black person anymore. You feel me? And we're losing them because they're beginning to mate outside of their tribe. And, you know, they have the right to do that. I mean, what can I tell you? But it's better if they don't. That jet black person should be mating with a jet black person. And that lily white person should be mating with a lily white person so we don't lose those two. You follow what I'm saying? In fact, at this particular point, all of the tribes should be mating within their own tribe. If you're brown, you should be looking for somebody brown. If you're red, you should look for somebody red. If you look, if you're yellow, you should be looking for somebody yellow to mate with, okay? So the yellow man is spread out throughout the Asiatic portion of the planet, if I understand. So it's hard to detect him from the brown man because they're so closely related. Then the brown, the red man is so related to the brown and black man that it's hard to differentiate where he is. So the individuals that are looking in the mirror, you have to know, like it's called Malcolm X, it's called Rich. You know, he's one of the red men. He was a red man. You know what I'm saying? And then as a result of his wife, who was yellow, hooking up with a black person, they come out with a red person. And that's okay. You know what I mean? The color of the person don't determine who they are. Okay? That's just a suit that they're living in. We're incorporeal entities. We're gods, irregardless of what tribe you're in, but there's a DNA structure that comes with each color group. And we need all those DNA structures mentally working together to produce certain things. That's just how it works, okay? So this is what I'm saying. So right now, we're halfway into the hour. You know, you have to excuse me. I have to have some type of liquid because my throat is going crazy here. Wasn't going crazy earlier, but going crazy now. Somebody trying to tell me something. I don't know. Well, we're going to get into our little commercial here, you know, so that I can get back just a little bit to those who are trying to give us so much, you know. And so this is where we're at right now. This is... Elohim Five Tribes, the constellation Osiris, constellation Elohim, what they call the Orion Belt. Radio presents Elohim Speaks, 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia, U.S. time. The call the numbers 516-453-9320. Press 1 on your dial if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We use only the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so, okay? on Monday, we have Society News. On Tuesday, we deal with Tyrannical Scripture, Secret Doctrine, which we're doing today. On Wednesday, we have politics. Thursday we have economics. Friday we have health. And on Sunday we deal with religion. Okay, that's the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah, TCCA. Okay, Bible 2.0. All right. Now I have a gospel CD on the market. Jesus is coming. The CD link is CD baby / CD / Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. Okay. So go ahead and check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube under Elohim Five Tribes, not Elohim Five Tribes, on an Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Okay. yeah, it's late for me. Under Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Okay. If you want to listen to it, all right? Now, it's Jesus is Coming Back, okay? 911, Jesus is Coming, 10 tracks, okay? Now, we ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? He's coming from the same place You came from the first time out of the goddess of the moon. So your sister's out there. Be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess, man. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make one, and it takes two to take care of them. Okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Divine Prescriptions Part 2 of Christ Has Come. I think you're going to enjoy it. For more information on the book, it's in CD form and it's in paperback form. Just call 215-758-1703 and you'll be able to hook up, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, on Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and how it's fit on the missing pieces. So you want to get, you know, he's on Amazon and you go to some of the black bookstores to pick up the book, okay? We on Saturday, we do Black History, and we're honoring Legacy of the Nation's host, Milton McIntyre, who made his transition. I talk about him every day because I'm his brother, you know? Also, that number four, well, we're here every day, so 516-453-9230. That's the number to call that, okay? Now, also, I'd like to give a shout-out to our sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. Spoken word, just for you to check it out. So she speaks a pretty good word, too. And right now, she's doing a little singing. Like I said, she sounds pretty good. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. So she needs a spiritual advisor. Give her a call. 909-749-8626. We always talk about the physical. So I need somebody that's dealing with that spiritual thing, too. I think I'm going to get off the air. I think I'm going to give her a call and make sure I got the number right. Okay? If I haven't talked in a minute myself, I could use some spiritual advice, trust. I'd give a shout-out to Division 121. So we're up here in the ACR, 1918, 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, you can contact President Mark B. UNIA at 267-822-2320. Okay? And with that, I'd like to give a shout-out to UAIA, they're offering land to build on in Africa, RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, just give Brother Speaking a call at 609-638-5828, okay? And red, black, green flags, he makes some excellent flags, I got to tell you. Sophomore Electronics, the calling number is 215-909-3352. He does industrial electricity, so that means sockets, lights, anything like that. If you have a problem with any of that, just give him a call. He also does alarm systems, too. They can put a nice alarm system in for you, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to Taylor Pack Learning Academy, all right? I didn't give his number. His number is 215-909-3352, okay? I'd give a shout out to Tom Thornton, most of the time, okay? He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has six or seven CDs on the market now. Just go to YouTube, Heaven 2019 T, T-E-E, Thornton. For more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Pack Learning Academy. Licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and soon to be a doctor. Another one of my little ones. You know, I ain't got to get my check out. I do it every day. What can I tell you? You know, you got to love and support your children for what they're trying to do and what they are doing, okay? Her phone number, she has before and after school service in West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, you call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our email address, taylor.learningacademy@gmail.com. I would also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healer and doctor, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And then we have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. If you don't have these guys on speed dial, you deserve to be sick. Nobody deserves it. Okay? So just give them a call. Don't worry, be helpful. Now back to the topic. We're talking about You know, it's taken a little while just to go through one of these explanations here in Secret Doctrine, because we're trying to introduce a different thought process to everyone. Because the thought process that we're under right now is kind of bad, you know. We're not helping each other. We're not working for each other. We some of us still want to make other people slaves, you know, because they want to be rich. And, you know, these guys are spending these $26 million houses and $80 million yachts. And, you know, they got 8 cars in the garage, and each one of them costs $300,000. Yo, man, you know, all these people are hungry and sleeping in the street. How do you feel about that when you do something like that? And, you know, if the churches and the athletes got together, we could end the homeless situation globally. Globally, nobody would be hungry. We could buy land, we could buy buildings so that we can grow food horizontally instead of vertically. You know what I'm saying? Or vertically or horizontally. I always get them mixed up. But, you know, you can grow food without land. Phenomenal to these people. They can, you know, I mean, they can take a certain percentage of their money that they got coming in and just use it to do just that. It will be amazing the effect that it would have, you know, especially these mega churches. They're not only buying football stadium, basketball stadiums, the whole meetings, and people right around the corner sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with that picture. You follow what I'm saying? I understand him buying the football stadium or basketball stadium, whatever he got out there. It's okay. You need to get more members. You need space for him to do stuff. But you could have bought an entire county for that money. Okay? Along with the basketball stadium. If it was in your mind to help the people, help the masses, our thought process has to change. Okay? The occult practitioners have to begin to bring the people into the power, which is the code that's in the Bible. That's what we talk about. And we're going to be talking about that every day now, just the codes that's in the book. How they learn how to set up an empire. The book, the Bible is a diagram on how to do that. You know, the whole thing is amazing. Okay, well, back to Malachi. Okay. even though we are walking around, I'm just going over F again. Even though we're walking around like separate molecules, you are part of each other, and without the help of others, it will be very difficult to survive. Don't think that you're out here by yourself, because you're not. So anyone who comes to you to separate you from your fellow man or woman has a hidden agenda and does not have your best interest in mind. You are all God. That's Psalm 82:6, children of the Most High. Conscious energy form in flesh is God, and the great God is all of the gods collectively. When the great gods finally get together, the world will be a paradise. Think about that. Let's just think about that for a minute. The great God is all of us working collectively together. All of us together is the great God. And the great God can do so much to change the face of the planet, to stop the killing and the wars and the massacres. You got these few people who don't have a problem with blowing somebody's brains out because they disagree with them, you know? That's part of who we are. We have to agree sometimes to disagree. This is what the democratic process is set up for. So that even though we disagree, if you have the majority on one side, okay, who disagree with a minority on the other side, well, the majority is going to get their way. You follow what I'm saying? Now, hopefully, sometimes the majority could be wrong. Now, hopefully, if the majority is wrong, they realize their mistake, and they'll switch up. that's how it works. Okay? So you don't fight and kill somebody because they disagree with you. All these occults that they have set up, you got communism, socialism, anarchism, all these different cults that they have set up. You follow what I'm saying? Haven't taken into account the will of the people that's under them. See? Democracy takes into account the will of the people, the mindset of the people, the thought process of the people, and what the people actually want or are trying to do for themselves. This is why democracy is so important, democratic rule. I don't like the leadership aspect, but right now, it's the best we got. There's more coming. We have a society where the people work together to make the changes, but it's brand new. It just started. So you're not going to feel the effects of this society for a couple of years. But it's like the mustard seed. You plant it in the ground, and lo and behold, you got a gigantic tree, you know? So what we're doing right now, we're just planting the seeds, trying to get people across the chain so they can work together and stop killing and murdering each other out there, you know? It's got to be a better way. And right now in this society, most of them are killing and murdering each other because of the money. We're having trouble surviving. And when a person get hungry and their children ain't got no food, you'd be amazed at what they do. Now, the Bible says poverty is the destruction of the poor. I'm saying this is how you destroy the will of the poor, by making them poverty-stricken. And 1%, they knew that. That's why Trump said, hey, I don't want to really live. Give them $5 an hour. That's all they need. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the poor make enough money on the job to pay their little bills and to eat. That's what the poor do. Poverty-stricken people don't have that. They're sleeping on the street. I don't know where the next crust of bread is going to come. Don't even know where they're going to go to the bathroom, how they're going to wash up. That's poverty. And when you get like that, you know, where you're forced to do dumpster diving, you know, and they got it where they don't even want the people to dive in the dumpster to get the food out of there. These people, I mean, they something. When you're forced to go diving into the dumpsters and all that stuff, I mean, come on. You know, changes your moral compass. You know, it switches your moral compass up real quick. All right. A lot of it because of the social things that's going on that's affecting people's minds. They start taking hallucinogenics and drugs and all that. I mean, they're pushing alcohol like it's just a normal thing to take a drink. Oh, don't you have a drink? Take a drink, you'll feel better. You know what I'm saying? Taking a drink don't make you feel better. So don't even go there, you know what I mean? They're acting like they're supposed to have some type of calming effect on you, you know? Now, I stopped drinking a whole lot of years. I mean, social, you know. I don't even social drink no more. If I go out some place and we're having a good time, they make soda. I used to drink champagne grenadine. Tastes pretty good with the orange juice in it with the champagne grenadine. But it's no alcohol. I can go in the bar, sit down, paying $5 for a Coke. That's a little much. But I didn't drink the booze. So you can be in that world. If you like that particular world, you can be in that world without consuming the poison. Alcohol is poison. Liquor is poison. And a lot of the drugs in the pills you take, the cocaine, the heroin, they're supposed to be using something else, not for not to just have fun, you know? A lot of things that's going on that has got to... We're feeling so guilty about so many things that's going on because we haven't done anything about it. That we take a lot of hallucinogens to, you know, just to forget our misery, you know. But there's a better way to do all of this, okay? Excuse me. Like I said, I have to have a look. My throat is so parched. It's unbelievable. Okay. Let's keep this going. All right. Now, these are the thought processes that are coming out of the tyrannical scriptures complete life, okay? We're talking about the great God making his planet a paradise. Now, an eye says, don't judge a guy by the shell that is in, because it's only a shell. And if you persecute God because of that shell, then God sooner or later will retaliate, because we are all equal one to another. Think about that. We're persecuting people because of the way they look. Okay? Take my advice and start working together for the betterment of the whole. You have to stop persecuting each other. Stop beating up on each other because of the little differences in your skin tone. Because that skin tone is not that inner person. That outer person is not who you are. The inner person is who you are. This is what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That inner person is who you are. And this is what you have to focus on. This is the problem in this culture. Everything is pushing you toward that outer person. Well, I did the heritage DNA thing, and I'm three parts of this and four parts of that. Duh. That has nothing to do with who you really are, you know? We come from an incorporeal dimension, and our lifespan is unlimited. I think the closest explanation on TV that they were coming to as far as who we are and and where we come from is when they had a Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, okay? And on the first episode, they ran into these so-called, they call them wormhole aliens, what they call them. And these people, they were incorporeal entities. See what I'm saying? They didn't have a linear existence, no past, no present. Everything was right now. Everything. They can go to any point in what we call in history, what we call motion, any point during the motion of thing, and go back to that particular point. You know, like they can go to the past, they can go to the future, and they can go to now. It's all the same to them. See what I'm saying? They have a non-linear existence, incorporeal entities. I watched that episode a few times. That's the best explanation that the society has put out on incorporeal reality. You know? If you get a chance, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Episode 1. The rest of the episode, well, got a little strange when it got into season 5 and 6, because they found a little wormhole, and they went through the wormhole, and they start colonizing on the other side, not even thinking in terms that somebody else owns the stuff over there. See where I'm coming from? And then when the people stepped up and said, hey, wait a minute, you have to get your colonies off this side here, because this belongs to us. We have already staked a claim here. Then they went to war, but it was, they blamed the other guy. It was the other guy's fault, but they the ones that went to the wormhole and started taking over planets and stuff. You know what I mean? Without the permission of whoever's running that particular side. So what did they do? They returned the favor. They came in and started taking over planets on this side. And they went to war. Billions of people died. That's what I'm saying. Same scenario over and over again. This is what they're teaching. But the main thing I was talking about in the first, when we were talking about incorporeal entity, energy, you know, that first episode really does pretty good to explain how nonlinear existence is, and I thought that was pretty good. You know, I don't know who came up with that, but they did a pretty good job on that. I watched it a couple times, you know. That was just one word, okay, out of the 360 degrees portion of the tyrannical scriptures complete volume. All right, now this is not on the market, okay. Also, while I'm talking about the book, there's a couple of thought processes in there, okay? that I really thought was pretty good. One of them comes from SEDM.org. So if you get a chance, you can go to their site and check those, check them out. You know, they took the Bible and turned it into a whole, boy, what they did with the book is amazing. How they done broke it down and the law and legal terms and all that kind of stuff. They did a pretty good job. The thought process is good. And Mark Hamill, okay, he has some things out there that's pretty, got a pretty good thought process on some things out there. I like to mention his name too, because part of the thought process that he was dealing with, well, it was coming from the 10th commandment, but that the way he did it, was, I thought was pretty good. So I like to, whenever I mention a book, I like to mention those two entities, because those two thought processes, okay, have influenced some, well, not more of one thing in the book. SEDM influenced one thing in the book as well. References setting up stuff. I like the way they did that. So so I just like to mention their name. You know, you see, one thing about me, if I take something from somebody or use something, I'm going to give them the credit. And just like the entire book, the credit goes to the Most High. If you want to deal with the Most High, the credit goes to Allah, which is the All, which is Source Energy. The credit goes to Source Energy because through the teachings of Yahshua, I've learned how to read my DNA. So I'm going to my DNA and get information. I can use my DNA instead of my brain to interact with society as a whole. If you haven't had a DNA awakening, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. But the teachings of Yahshua or Jesus, if read properly, can literally give you a DNA awakening, okay? So that's what I'm saying. We only got about 2 minutes left. And those who are online, those who are listening from other countries, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we're going to continue to push on. And hopefully between now and first of next year, in January, February, I think, around February, will be 1 year that we've started the society. And I've been on the radio for a few minutes, but there's 300 episodes. You can go in and download any episode that you want, all right, because every episode is recorded. So you can go in and get different episodes if you want. And I think that would be absolutely great, you know. I have walked the path of Reap What You Sow, and everything that I've done, I eagerly embrace its return to me. So let it be written, so let it be done, okay? This is your brother, Elohim. We'll spend another hour together, and hopefully we'll be catching up with each other soon, okay? Remember, love is the act to make others feel good, okay? Love is the act to make others feel good. So you go out there and you have a feel-good day. Remember, we have to learn how to love. We got to bring that love back because we need it so, I don't know if we ever had it, but we need to begin to love each other, okay? And we have to realize that we don't have enemies. We have people that perceive us as enemies. If you're under the Reap What You Sow, and you're practicing love, you actually don't have enemies, you know? And if you're doing things to help people, oh, you're going to have people that perceive you as the enemy. But you got people out there that don't think nobody should get no help except for them and their little cronies. That's in the book. They tell you about that too as well, what the kings and queens are going to do to the people and the population, all right? But remember, love is the act to make others feel good. So go out and have a feel-good day, okay? This is your brother Elohim. We'll chit-chat some more tomorrow.